after no booze for a month, here's the second one in the day. I guess part of the thing was we did so much on the Tuttle to Texas trip, which involved me getting as far as New Orleans and you know, making a lot of content, audio and video and writing. When I got back, I was kind of immersed in work at the Centre for Creative Collaboration. And also, while I was away, my colleague, T.S. Martin, took up a lot of the work that, you know, I would have done. And then he was away, so I kind of, you know, reciprocated. And T.S. Martin and I have been working hard on getting the centre running and buzzing, which I think this is the first. I mean, we've had sort of indications of buzz, but this is the first week where it's really been buzzy, and it's been great. And I did a boo earlier about Tuesday, what happened on Tuesday when we had 9 separate projects all running simultaneously through the space. So that was really good. We also had a thing called the Operations Management Board meeting. We had the board meeting on Tuesday, which I think is worth spending a bit of time on in terms of how we're running the structure. At the moment, the Organisation and Management Board, which was constituted by the University of London, has 6 people on it. We have Jessica Bowles from Central School of Speech and Drama. We have Jeff Ward from Royal Holloway, University of London. And we have Mike Metalitz from Goldsmiths, University of London. That's the sort of 3 university representatives. We also have 3 of us who are complexity partners. That's Neil Gregory, T.S. Martin, and me. And the 3 of us are kind of the operational team, spending the most time helping to get the centre moving. And what's interesting about the board meeting, really, so that's the structure. And that structure's probably going to change over time, but we're just going to see how it goes at the moment. And then every month, there was a report from the OMB to the Vice-Chancellor, who's in overall charge of the project, and we have a steering group that meets at Senate House, which he chairs, and which people from the university are invited to attend, so the Finance Director and the Head of Administration and a few other people. And the whole project is constituted under a special ordinance of the university where the Board of Trustees have said that we have to do all this. So that's kind of the structure that we're having to deal with, which is fine, and it has to be properly done and governed. But what we've all agreed, that's from the kind of Board of Trustees on down, is that we're going to try and run the whole space as flexibly as possible. And so some of the writing that you've been seeing and some of the discussions that you've had when you've come to the centre are about that. How do we keep it flexible and make it work? The other thing that, and I can kind of tell you that the board is happy with how things are going at the moment. In fact, we're very happy because things are really taking off and we're getting a lot of inquiries and potential projects coming through, which is tremendous. We have a list kind of close on 40 projects now. And we're not even officially launched yet. That doesn't happen until the 21st of June. But we want to have things running by the time we launch rather than having a big empty space. And that's the reason we're going that way. We've also developed a very lightweight proposal process. And again, some of you who are listening to this will have been through that or are thinking about going through it. So it's a one-pager, and we mean a one-pager, and it's about what you want to do in the space and how collaborative it is and all that kind of thing. And if you're contemplating writing a one-pager, there are sort of a few pointers it's worth giving at this point in the process. One is be specific about what you want to do. The clue is in the name. It's the Centre for Creative Collaboration. And really, it's up to you to interpret that. And the third thing is, we don't expect, at this point, everything to be commercial. It can't be. But we do expect people to think creatively about what contribution they might make to the work of the centre and to the work that's going on and to the research that we have to do under the special award that we got from HEFCE, the Higher Education Funding Council for England, which is about leading transformational change. And we have a requirement to document what we're doing. So help with that is greatly appreciated. And that brings me on to the final thing I want to say about documenting what we're doing. The board made it very clear that they expect us to do a high level of documentation of the projects and things that run through the space. And that's going to be interesting to do. And to that end, we have set up a visitor's book. It's a posterous blog. Anybody can post to it by email. And if you attach a picture or an MP3 file or a piece of video to your email, then that will be as part of the blog. And one of the things we're thinking about is making sure that people, before they make a proposal to work with us in the space, that they're aware of this requirement, which is placed on us, of documenting what happens. And I think that's a good opportunity, actually, for people to do something really positive when they work in the space, which is to create something, an artifact, what T.S. Martin describes as a left object, to leave something behind, either physically, which, you know, by building something or making or leaving a making, or electronically by coming up with a new piece of thinking or a photo, or I don't know, it's up to you what you do. But I think that could be really good, and over time, that's going to build up. The other thing we're doing, and I'm working on that at the moment, is working out how we can make what's happening and what's going to happen in the space visible. And I'm working on a shared calendar, which I think is probably going to be Google Calendar, just because it's accessible from everywhere. And I'm thinking carefully about how we implement that and how we make it visible to everybody. The board is very keen that we do that, and I think we have to do it at the right time. But there will be more news on that later. And that's it for now. Thank you for listening.